888-3325.
Just a couple of days left in 2011. Glad you're spending it with us here on America Tonight. Kate Delaney wishing you and yours a happy and healthy swing into a brand new year. And speaking of a brand new year, we know the full court press is on politically. 2012, could it be any bigger? I've never heard so many opinions the entire time that I've been doing America Tonight. I've never heard so many people want to throw in their two on what they think should happen, whether they think Obama should stay at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue like Rick in Illinois or Joyce listening to us in Connecticut, or whether they think anybody but Obama like Mark in New York. If you want to weigh in, you always can be a part of this overnight highway at 800-259-5791. I got an email from George who said, "Polls, schmoles, who cares about the polls?" Well, the politicians care about the polls because now it's crunch time, and it is a little bit of a litmus test heading into the Iowa caucuses. By this time next week, certainly we'll be dissecting what happened there and then worrying about or heading into New Hampshire in the start of the primary season for the Republicans anyway. And America Tonight will be broadcasting from Manchester, New Hampshire. We'll be bringing you all the sights and sounds of what's happening there as everybody's from, you know, the Mitt Romneys to the Ron Pauls, everybody running certainly is going to be there. But a lot of Democratic strategists and Republican strategists on hand for that, because this is it's the first one. There's something about the first primary. And then we go through, of course, South Carolina all the way down and ultimately end up with a candidate for the Republicans anyway, probably, I think, by June, maybe a little bit sooner, but probably June. And then ultimately we'll get the couple of the debates with Obama and whoever the Republican nominee is, whoever that's going to be, in October. And before you know it, boom, we'll be going to vote for maybe more than just a president, depending on where you live, because a lot of folks are retiring from Congress, both on the both Congress folks and senators as well. And that makes a lot of people happy. Because you want to talk about polls and opinions, and you want to talk about true litmus tests. Ooh, the polls are so ugly, so negative, especially in the last couple of months when it comes to how you think Congress is doing. Right now, Congress is on a break. It's a big break time, in fact, for a lot of people who take off between Christmas and New Year. So as I said, if you are listening, welcome to the show. You might have one eye open and you're watching the lava lamp and you're listening to ATN. That's okay. That's good. We'll take it. Coming up in this hour, we're going to check the mail. We got more of it than Santa. Seriously. The bag overflows. So we're going to head to the mail. Plus, at the tail end of the hour, as we're wrapping up 2011, one of the fun people that we talk to every year is a guy named Todd James. And if you don't know who he is, if you Google him, you'll see that he has a haunted house called Cutting Edge. And what's interesting about Todd James is he left a career to start a haunted house that has been in the Guinness Book of World Records many, many, many times. And people come from far and wide to see this haunted house, to be a part of it, to go through it. And I'm always fascinated by the whole Guinness Book of World Records thing. When I was a kid, it seemed like at least four or five, I don't know how many years I did it in a row, I would get the new copy of the Guinness Book of World Records, and I'd be looking up all kinds of silly things. And now we see that there's a big quest, a big push for a lot of people to get in the Guinness Book of World Records for various things. And Todd's been in it a couple of times for the haunted house thing. That wasn't his intent when he set out to do it, but he's done some amazing things with it. And, I mean, this is almost a place where it could probably run year-round, and that's coming up at the tail end of the hour. One of my favorite guys to to talk to. But before we get there, in between, of course, the sights and the sounds of politics of 2011, and as I said, the polls, and of course, what's the buzz in your backyard? One of the buzz, I think a real true buzz word, has to be when we talk about money, and we talk about whether money really heals the wounds. A big story came out today because finally it's official that the government is going to pay $17.8 million for that awful military jet crash. Remember that one? I think we even talked to some people who had been near that home in San Diego. This was back in 2008. So a federal judge ordered the government to pay that money to the family because they lost four people when the jet slammed into their house. Don Yoon lost his 36-year-old wife, his 15-month-old daughter, his 2-month-old daughter, and, of course, his mother-in-law as well, who was visiting from Korea to take care of her daughter and help with the children. It was a terrible, odd accident. It was very unique, too, and the reason I bring this up at the top when we talk about justice and, you know, was there real justice in this case? This case was strange because in this case, the government admitted liability but disputed how much should have to be paid to Yoon and his extended family. Government lawyers say that they had put the losses at about a million but left it up to the judge to decide how much should be paid for the loss of, check this out, love and companionship, because you heard me mention he lost daughters and a wife. And how can you ever, I mean, how do you ever make up for that? The answer is you can't, because of some bad decisions by a student pilot. You, where normally you wouldn't have even been in that situation. But unfortunately, the pilot ejected, and he watched with his jet plowed into a neighborhood, blowing up those two homes and affecting the family, of course. And so that was what the judge decided ultimately was the right thing to do. The number that I said, $17.8 million. And this trial went on for a while. This was this wasn't an open and shut kind of thing. During the trial, the family's attorney showed a lot of pictures and videos of how close this family was and how they were shattered by this crash, really in two different places, because the mother-in-law was visiting from Korea, and, of course, the family had originally come from there, too, as well. So they don't, the family issued a statement that they don't hold any grudges or whatnot against the Marine pilot, but that it was a misguided attempt by the military to save money and cut costs, and that's part of what contributed to the crash. Whew. So 13 members of the Marines and the Navy were disciplined for the errors that led to ultimately what cost them that money and that family their lives. All right, coming up on the flip side, Ron Paul, the latest on what he has to say, and Newt Gingrich, too, as well. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you've listened to America Tonight at all, you know that we always dive into the polls, trying to take a pulse and a beat on what's going on. And, of course, polls across the board, could you say they're slanted? Sure. Depending on what the network is, who the network is doing it, or whether it's the Pew people or whoever it is, Rasmussen versus CNN. In the latest CNN poll, though, this is interesting. Mitt Romney just slightly ahead of Ron Paul in Iowa. Rick Santorum suddenly has risen. He is third in their poll anyway. I think that's pretty significant, especially if you talk about 25% of the people saying they back Mitt Romney and 22 saying they back Congressman Ron Paul. Then after that, you go down to Santorum. So a lot of things have switched in Iowa. And Santorum is really that guy who is campaigning on a hamburger budget. He's visited all of Iowa's 99 counties, and he's just pitching, you know, social conservative voters who are pretty influential in this great state of Iowa. Anyway, on the Republican side, he does have a radio spot that's been running all over Iowa, and you know, he's got some key endorsements from some Iowans who have some sway, if the endorsements can do such a thing. So Santorum may end up benefiting, and so might Ron Paul, they say, probably from lower turnout, because they think they're not expecting a big turnout for these caucuses. It's pretty difficult to try to figure out how many people will actually show up and how many people will stay home. And it looks like of the people that are polled or have been polled in the last month in Iowa, they say they're undecided, and some could change their mind. So it's wide open. I mean, that's the thing, it's wide open. Now, in New Hampshire, which is right after that, of course, the primary, New Hampshire, the CNN Time Orc poll is showing that Romney is the overwhelming guy. He's gotten 44% of the likely Republican primary votes. That's up from 9 earlier in the month. Now, here's what's interesting. Ron Paul, second, 17%. Think of New Hampshire libertarians, a lot of libertarian people. Newt Gingrich, 16%. So he's down a bunch. He's down like at least 10 points from early December. And then John Huntsman, who thought he would do pretty well, he's at 9, Santorum's at 4%, Bachman's at 3, and Perry, who is hanging in there, has like 2%. And these are just polls, so when people decide to go and vote in the primaries, the caucuses, of course things could look a little bit different. So some of the sounds lately from all the stumping that's going on and all the questions that are being asked, Ron Paul pretty much sticks to his guns about, you know, the government's just too big, too much red tape, and that's really, really what's ailing us, that's what's weighing us down. While Newt Gingrich talks about the whole job creation thing, which is the big issue and the big push for Barack Obama, the current president, and says, you know, we're in a mess, and he just doesn't really get it. So here's Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich.
The executive branch is not supposed to write law. They're not supposed to write these regulations. And quite frankly, if I get the opportunity, I'm going to get a lot of those regulations repealed and removed from the books. We have decided that our government was supposed to redistribute wealth, police the world, and tell you how to run your personal lives. I happen to believe differently.
Cut taxes, cut regulations, develop American energy, and be positive about people who create jobs. It's the opposite of Obama. Obama raises taxes, increases regulations, is anti-American energy, and attacks the people who create jobs. So it's no wonder we're in a mess. I think that we can create a wave of new jobs with remarkable speed. We did under Reagan. We did when I was Speaker.
All right, time to get busy. Somebody put some muscle on out there because people are definitely looking, despite the fact that the unemployment figures look like they were slightly down. All you have to do is, folks, walk around your own neighborhood and you can see how bleak it is for some. And people working, you can tell they're juggling two, maybe even sometimes three jobs. Somebody said to me the other day, and in all seriousness, somebody who called the show, and we've talked about this along the way, what is the top priority in this election? You know, because here we are, almost minutes, it seems, from 2012. What's the top priority in the election? And I should say, no matter what, it's the economy. The economy wrapped into jobs, wrapped into health care, anything monetarily related. But when you think about that, almost all of what we're talking about is monetarily related because your standard of living, your taxes, the role that government plays in your life, that can relate to money, certainly. Immigration, the same thing. Obviously, education, because we've seen education has really taken a thump in some areas, and that's a monetary issue as well. All right, let's go across the border to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
Good. What's shaking in your neck of the woods? What's everybody talking about in Canada?
Okay, Ron Paul was on the Jay Leno show tonight.
Yeah.
And he's got a good sense of humor, and from what he was saying, I didn't see all the interviews. I saw the tail end of it. A lot of people were applauding about his, you know, taxation thing. Jay Leno asked him, you know, his stand on, you know, same-sex marriages. He said, "Hey, that's not my department." And how he's going to, you know, raise revenue, cut taxes, the whole nine yards. And then Jay Leno asked him about he asked about Newt Gingrich. He said, Speaker, that's all he said about him. Which
yeah.
Is Speaker.
I didn't see that part, but yeah.
Yeah. And I was thinking, if I lived in the States, I'd be tempted to vote for him.
For Ron Paul?
Yeah, I don't know why. It was just, he's got that fatherly and grandfatherly look about him. Newt Gingrich, he's almost, as someone called him, the Mickey Rooney of politics, because he's been married so many times.
Yeah.
And, that's all. I thought he saw
clips of it, and I would say that he seemed pretty comfortable. I think he's authentic. I think what you see is what you get,
right.
And that's why sometimes he'll get ripped apart for things he says, because he doesn't really sugarcoat it or doesn't monitor or doesn't try to, it's like if he made the comment about Romney's speaker, because Romney is smooth.
Right.
And even if he gets nailed with something, he knows how to come back at it, where Ron Paul can sometimes get a little more flustered, not flustered to the point because he's a career politician and he can't handle it.
Right.
But he is authentic. I think he's not thinking in terms of ooh, gosh, I can't say this, and my handlers tell me not to say that.
Right.
I don't think he goes in that direction. And you, obviously, if you listen to him, you know, his whole thing is about the smaller government and whatnot.
Right, and then his stand on Israel.
Yeah.
He said, Israel has the right to exist. And I went, like, if I was there right now, I'd go up and kiss them. Because,
you had to do what they want to do.
right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, just to get off that subject for one little second about my favorite subject. Can you get press credentials for a certain hockey game on Monday afternoon?
Are you talking about the Flyers game?
Yeah, the Winter Classic.
Oh, yeah. Too late now, but I could have, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, do it like a bunch of my friends are going to do. Sit in front of the TV, watch it, and then...
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, there's also another hockey tournament going on. It's going on in Europe right now. It's called the Spangler Cup. It's five different club teams,
mm-hmm.
and an all-star team of Canadians who play their pro hockey in Europe, and the coach is Mark Crawford.
Wow, that'd be interesting to see slices of that.
Yeah, and one of the goalies is a former Dallas Star. Let's see how well you know your Dallas Stars trivia.
Turco?
Bingo.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a surprise. Marty would fit into that. I'd be curious to see highlights from that, to see what kind of hockey. Probably pretty good hockey. I mean, a little bit older. It sounds like an older group.
Well,
but
yeah,
but still
also,
skilled.
Yeah, well, like the broadcast, like the play-by-play man would say, oh yeah, like one of the club teams, since day one, it's been hosted in a town called Davos, Switzerland. So the hottest tickets is when Davos plays the Canadians. And then when they with the other teams, they'll say, oh, by the way, he was a third round draft pick of Pittsburgh and stuff like that. So you could check the website would be tsn.ca.
I will check it, tsn.ca.
Yeah, thomassamnorman.ca.
I love it. Thanks. Just a fountain of information, Sam, when it comes to hockey. Davos, Switzerland. I'd love to go there anyway. Hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're checking your mail.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
So think about this, folks. One of the top headlines and something that Big Bob sent me a note on. I call him Big Bob because we've got like 3 Bobs that email the show, but he's not big, huge guy. He's just Big Bob because he's been around the longest. So Big Bob, who's listened to us forever on WVMT in Vermont, sent me a note about the Strait of Hormuz and what is happening there with Iran, of course, wanting to block the free flow that goes out in back and forth in that channel, mainly oil. Think about it, of all the goods that go in and go out. So the oil, what does that matter to us? The crude is about 18% of what we use, 18%, 25% comes from Canada. This is why this argument over the pipeline, the Keystone Pipeline, is so vital, and the whole push and tug of war over what's going to happen with that, whether or not the president's going to have to make a decision in 60 days. Remember, that was part of the whole deal on the payroll tax extension and not to punt on this. So it's interesting that Rasmussen, and I'm going to just throw this out here since Bob sent us an email about it, and we're going to check the mailbag in the next segment. We'll take calls now, 800-259-5791, but in the Rasmussen poll, 53% favor the pipeline. And it's because there's been more conversation about it, because I don't, you know, people, some people knew about it or knew little things about it, but didn't really know the whole thing. Didn't really get what was going on, where it was coming from, really, from Canada all the way down to Texas. So that's a pretty big number. 53% of likely voters somewhat favor the building of that pipeline. So that's changed a little bit. To be sure, there are certainly lots of people who don't want to see it. A lot of environmentalists have been protesting about that and whatnot. Union members don't like the pipeline as much as non-members do, because it depends on what kind of jobs there's going to be and who's going to be involved in that. So TransCanada, as the builder of the pipeline, they agreed to change the course to alleviate some of the hoopla over the environment, environmental concerns, right? The State Department review ordered by the president was not expected to be completed until after the November election, but now there's a push to see something like this happen. That's why it's interesting to see what's going on with the Strait of Hormuz. If there is crude that is blocked, once again, who are we relying on for the stuff that we need to fuel our cars ultimately, because we are not a nation of winging it at the last second. We are not those kind of people where, yes, ingenuity and super, super smart people, but all the things that we looked for and started to look at as alternatives were not developed. Were not developed enough, or were halted because of the oil interest, because it wasn't in the best interest of the people in the oil game to pursue other alternatives. Or nuclear energy, which is so big in France, is just an ugly, dirty word in the United States because of Three Mile Island. So how about that? All right, and one thing to beware of, too, I'm jumping ahead here, but this was also in the mailbag from somebody who asked about China, that they had read a story that China now passed the U.S. as the top IPO venue, and asked me about, well, what's the IPO? And that's initial public offering, meaning you're taking your company public, so where are you doing it? And this is what's happened now with China. Companies raise $73 billion from IPOs in Shanghai, Shenzhen, and Hong Kong this year. How about that? I had no idea. I knew that money was being raised there, but that much I had no idea. That's double the amount of money raised on the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ combined. Combined. You are not surprised by this. I know it. Turn over the stuff in your house. How much of it is made in China? Don in Wyoming. Yo, Don, what's happening?
How are you, Kate?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. How was your Christmas?
It was good. I was going to tell you, I saw a couple of movies. I saw The Descendants, which was a good movie because I liked the whole Hawaii thing, and it kind of borders on some true things that are happening there. And I also saw We Bought a Zoo.
Oh, what did you think of that?
I liked it.
Yeah, it's a little slow, though, you know, some parts.
But you know what? It's a true story, but the family is from England. They're English.
Oh, I didn't know that. I knew they rescued that. I guess they actually call it a wildlife refuge or something.
Yes.
But it's called Dartmoor Zoo or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess if you're in Southern California, you can actually go there and see it or whatever. So, but anyway, it had a lot of, it was more than just about a bunch of animals, you know. They had, you know, kind of a hard family dysfunctional problem going on there, you know, but. It was a good movie. I gave it 3 stars. So,
I would say it's not the best movie, but I would say it's a top movie. It's a good Christmas movie.
Yeah, I went with my folks. We saw War Horse. So,
oh, how was that?
It was really, it's a really good movie. It's Spielberg, you know, so pretty much it's going to be good. But it was a little bit long also. But at the same time, you know, it's. You know, there's some really intense parts to it or whatever, you know. And I sit back. I focus most of my, I don't want to call it studies, but, you know, I'm fascinated with World War II. But sometimes I look at stuff from World War One on the History Channel, stuff like that, Military Channel, and to just think, you know, there was a lot of portrayal in that film that was very accurate, that, you know, they were only, what, 200-300 yards from each, you know, from the German side versus the French-British-American side and in the trenches, and, you know, they could hear people talking on the other side, you know, and just the amount of men that were, I don't know if you knew this or not, there were more guys, actual military people, soldiers, sailors, whatever, killed in World War One than in World War Two.
Yes.
The difference that made World War Two worse, I guess, is because of all the bombing of the cities and all the civilians that were killed in between.
Yeah.
Both of them, you know, you sit back and you say, you just saw this senseless killing, and they really, there was no real, you know, advantage to it, slash, you know, hey, if we take this out, it's going to end the war. It was just like they just sat there for year after year, just, you know, slugging it out, and just guys were just getting killed, and it was just, I don't know. But, you know, that's not all the film's about. Of course, it's about this. I think it should have been called Crazy Horse versus War Horse, because that horse was like he had a human brain in him or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, really good movie. Both of them, you know, you can't go wrong. I mean, you know, Christmas time's when most of the good movies come out, you know.
Yep.
Sherlock Holmes and Mission Impossible, War Horse, you know, We Bought a Zoo. You can't go wrong there and going to see any of them. But anyway, though, speaking of senseless killing, should we just go wipe out Iran right now?
You know, you and I have talked about Iran for a long time, Don. I think ever since you started calling this show. And look, it's like you could re-rack our conversations. It's crazy. That we're being held hostage this way. And somebody, you know, it's just this vicious game of chess, and I don't think we're winning. I think that Ahmadinejad and the Supreme Leader have our rooks, and I think they have at least a king.
Well, you know, Kate, a couple of years ago, I guess part of our approach, you know, our State Department's approach to it is that we want the people of Iran to overthrow this regime. You know, they've been there since 1979. They've been the center of sponsorship of I don't know if you want to call it terrorism or evil or whatever, throughout the Middle East. I mean, they support Hezbollah. They support practically every terrorist organization in the world that can do anything to the Western world. It's pretty much, you know, they're paying other people to do what they really want to do, but I don't know, you know, how long are we going to keep waiting? You know, a couple of years ago they had the election there, and it turned out to be a pretty bloody battle. A lot of civilians were killed that were protesting. So we know that there's maybe 50% of the country does not want, you know, this dictator, I don't know if you call it dictatorship, what type of a regime you want to call them, but they do not want the Iranian, the present government in Iran to be in the government. So, you know, going over there and just bombing them left and right, we know we're killing people that don't support, you know, this government. But at the same time, you know, if this guy tries to cut off the Strait of Hormuz, you know, and like he says, he's done what they're going to do, I just automatically consider that an act of war. I mean, that's, you know, it's like this one little mosquito or gnat or whatever you want to call them. It's just, you know, you get a lot of those picnics or whatever, and you just can't seem to get rid of this one mosquito or whatever that's just flying around, and throughout the whole time you're on this picnic, it keeps bugging you, you know, and that's what he seems like to me, is that he just wants to keep, trying to stick his nose out and say, hey, we're going to disrupt your life or whatever. But you know, most of our oil does not come through there, Kate, but it puts an imbalance into the rest of the world's production. And I know the Saudis and the Koreans and all that, so that they can drill all, you know, make up for the difference in oil that he's going to cut off. But I don't know. It's just getting a point out of them. Maybe I'm more lucky I'm not running the show because my patience level is just...
I agree with you. At some point, you got to cut this sucker off, and I think you're right. If he's going to do that, and certainly it's going to be costly to the Iranian people and others in the Middle East as well on the reverse side of that. Check in the mail coming up next.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Yo, yo, happy holidays, everybody. Just a couple of days left in 2011 as we roll into 2012. You got to start thinking about those resolutions. Also, don't forget, you know, we're hanging in there because we had a bunch of callers last week, and this is the last week of NFL football. Now, we'll do it for the playoffs, too, but before you know it, it'll be gone like that. No more chances to nail the score. So here we are. Can you believe it? Week 17. I really can't. I can't believe that we've come this far. So will it be the Lions and the Packers, the 49ers and the Rams, the Bills and the Patriots, the Panthers and the Saints, perhaps the Buccaneers and the Falcons, the Titans and the Texans, the Chargers and the Raiders. There's a big Sunday night game, and whoever wins is in the playoffs, whoever loses is out. The Cowboys and the Giants in New York, the Giants are favored by 3. Wonder if that'll be the game of the week. Last time up, nobody nailed the score, but it could happen this time. Don't forget, we do it in our third hour of our next show. You simply have to call in once our supercomputer picks the game of the week. Tell us who you think is going to win. What do you think the score is going to be? It's like picking lottery numbers. Trust me, you don't have to know anything about football, because if you look at some of the lopsided scores, I mean, I'll give you an example. I'll just pick even a, off the top of my head, I'll pick a random week. And for some reason, I never pick lopsided scores. My guesses, a lot of times I get the team right, but my guesses are not even close to what ultimately it ends up being. Here, let me give you a few random ones. Lions and the Broncos. You know what happened in that one? In this one, the Lions really beat up Tim Tebow, and the final score was 45-10. 45-10. Would anyone have guessed that if that was the game of the week? Or the Bills, 23-0. Nothing over the Redskins. That was week 8. That's crazy. So, even the Monday night game, the Chiefs beat the Chargers. It was close. It was more fun to watch. 23-20 was the final score in that one. And how about the Eagles beating up on the Cowboys, which they returned the favor last week, too. But in week 8, they played. And the final, and at that point, the Eagles were 3-4 and the Cowboys were 3-4. But the Eagles beat them 34-7. I don't know that anybody would have had that guess. So it just goes to show you, you're just picking numbers. You're picking numbers, and if your numbers are right and your team's right, then whew, you win bragging rights and all kinds of prizes from America Tonight, including a copy of my book. I have a book that came out a few months ago called Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS, or Really Fun Sports Facts. And there's some football stuff in there, too, how football ultimately was started and, you know, whatnot. All right, I said we were going to check the mail because just like the man from the North Pole, we got a ton of it. So let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
I've heard this 100 times, probably more than that, but I just always get a, chuckle out of Homer Simpson at the end. Ooh! Alright, this comes to us from the judge who says, "Hello America Tonight, happy to you and yours, here's to a great 2012. Wondering if you've been paying attention to, what's been happening lately with the recalls of certain things like these teddy bears. Did you happen to see that? I was watching my local news, Kate, and I kind of sat up because I know you always dig China or throw out digs on China when it comes to their products. I don't know how much that had to do with it, but I'm curious if it was a China thing or what. It wasn't. It was a recall of these teddy bears at this place where you build them yourselves. That's why it's called Build-A-Bear. It's very cool because you just pick out the size of the bear, what you put on it, the stuffing of it, the whole thing, and it's it turns out that it's really neat at the end. I mean, you have this bear that you've stuffed. It's about 16 inches high or so. I think they have maybe even a little bigger, maybe even smaller ones, and they have these workshops all over the place. I mean, you know, all over the United States, in malls and whatnot, in Canada. So it is a Chinese-made toy that's sold in the United States. And these are from the workshop, people putting the things together. And because of the choking factor, they're worried about the eyes that have been falling out. And if you give the teddy bear to a young kid, of course, which most people do. I shouldn't say that. A lot of people would give the bear to maybe a young child. That's where you'd be worried about it, because who's going to pull off the eyes? It's going to be the kid that's going to do it. That's what's going to happen. All right, let's move on to another one. How about this from Tom Tom? I love when you throw out nicknames, or I don't know, maybe it's your real names. Tom Tom says, "Hey, I've been following what's going on in Iowa. I've heard you talk about it a lot. Glad you're going to New Hampshire. That should be fun to listen to. But in Iowa, do you think Rick Santorum has a chance of nailing this thing? Apparently, he doesn't have a whole bunch of money in his pocket, but maybe it won't matter this time around. And ultimately, if he does win Iowa, what does it mean?" That's a good question, because what Tom Tom asks, you've got 6 of the Republican candidates that are all over Iowa, and they're doing everything they can. They're plugging every gap. They're talking to all the people. He brings up Santorum, who doesn't really have much money, much backing. He's not, he doesn't have any, but he doesn't have a lot. Benny's been to every single county. He's knocked on doors. He's done all that kind of stuff. He's done radio shows. He's been in the paper, blah, 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 blah. So does that burning up the shoe leather pay off for Santorum? Or is Mitt Romney still the guy? Or is Ron Paul the guy? Because in the latest polls, Mitt Romney had 22%. Ron Paul was right behind him. Or actually, Romney had 25%. Ron Paul had 22%. And then Rick Santorum really, really blew up the ladder. And that's why people are, I think, talking about him so much when it comes to Iowa anyway. He's at 16%. And he's actually just a few percentage points in front of Gingrich, who has 14%. So what does it mean if you win the Iowa caucuses? It's a litmus test. It's early going. Iowa's a small media market. These are people who, it's supposed to be a true test of what early voting might show. But does it mean if you don't win these caucuses that you're not going to get the nomination? Of course not. And if you're going to see any trends, it has to be really more through the primary. What's interesting is, Mike Huckabee, remember the former governor of Arkansas who you see on the tube now, he does a show on Fox. He won in Iowa in 2008, but then he ended up ditching his race for the presidency because he collapsed. He didn't have the money and he didn't have enough backing. So, you can win it and it's exciting and you try to run and push on that, but ultimately if you don't win Iowa, does it mean you're tanked? Of course not. Of course not. It's just interesting. It'll just be interesting to see if there is a little bit of a swap, if it's Ron Paul or Rick Santorum. If it's Ron Paul, then a lot of the media reluctant to give Paul the publicity will have to do that because he'll be the story that's being talked about anyway, part of the story anyway, heading into New Hampshire. So it'll be tough to ignore him in this case. And it's very crazy how unique the situation is in Iowa because I think of the breakup of the people who make up the Iowans, frankly, the conservative bent in some cases, the evangelical bent in other cases. Let's take another quick one, and this comes to us from Ted, listening to us in Texas. Hey, America Tonight, I've listened for quite a while now. Enjoy the show. Wondering if you're making resolutions. I decided to ditch mine. I don't think they work anymore. I think there's something about putting it down on paper. If you're putting down the same thing, you need to try something new. So I'm not doing resolutions either, but we will do resolutions for other people. So we're going to lend them to other folks, maybe who are in the world of politics or sports or entertainment. That should be fun. That's coming up on our next show here on America Tonight.